Are you trying to get yourself killed, Julep? Truman complained through her earpiece.
You are very grouchy tonight,
she teased. Her brother was the worrier, always scolding her to work faster, demanding she be more alert, get the job done and go. She was the risk-taker, who enjoyed the missions and didn't hide it. She knew it drove him crazy.
I'm grouchy because you don't take this seriously, he said.
I take it very seriously,
she replied, as she slinked through the shadows beneath the plague watchtower. It was two stories tall, with a searchlight that scanned the neighborhood for human activity. She was careful not to step into the light and set off alarms.
Have you forgotten I have 4 successful sabotage missions under my belt this week? I'm causing a heap of headaches for the bugs. By the way, you're supposed to use my code name.
Fine, Mongoose.
You have been successful, but you've nearly gotten caught all 4 times, he cried. It's almost shift change. Fresh guards are alert guards. Yeah, yeah. And how many times do I have to tell you? It's the Mongoose.
Whatever. Just hurry.
You can see I'm going as fast as I can.
She glanced at the tree line and waved to the red lights hidden in the branches. It was her brother's drone, following close behind like it did on every mission. Truman grumbled. She laughed and went back to work. Tonight, on the Mongoose's troublemaking list, was a hoverbike depot located a block from her old elementary school. Once it was a Little League baseball diamond and home to both the Cold Spring Junior Yankees and the Hudson Valley Little Pirates. Parents cheered from the stands while Mr. Consuela sold Italian ices from his cart. Now the kids, the cart, and the parents were gone, and the field was a parking lot for alien motorcycles. There were 12 bikes parked there that night, and thanks to Julep, 10 of them were already toast. She scampered toward number 11. The hover bikes boggled her mind. Though she'd watched them whip down her road for the last 6 months, she still didn't know how they worked, but she had discovered their major design flaw. The engines were easy to sabotage. If you poured a cup of sugar into the fuel tank, the motor exploded. She slipped off her backpack, reached inside, and snatched the bag of sugar she'd brought from home. Then, with nimble fingers, she unscrewed the bike's fuel cap, only to face a belly-emptying stink that invaded her nose and traveled all the way to her lungs. Whatever the alien bugs used as fuel was foul. It smelled like a dirty diaper forgotten at a hot campground. Tilting the bag, she emptied the remaining sugar into the tank and watched the chemical reaction. The fuel fizzed and popped and threatened to spill out onto the ground. Quickly, she twisted the cap back on and tossed the empty sack onto the ground. She wasn't normally a litter bug, but she wanted the invaders to know what had happened to their machines. More importantly, she wanted the town to know. Folks were afraid to fight back against the occupation. Her neighbors thought they needed laser cannons or a thermoblaster to fight the plague, but all the destructive stuff they could ever hope for was in their own kitchen cabinets.
All right, the Mongoose. You've done enough. It's time to go,
Truman said.
Almost, Big Brother,
Julep said.
Almost?
She dashed across the field to the last of the hover bikes. She had purposely left this one alone. She had plans for it. Settling onto its seat, she clenched the handles and eyed the control panel between her legs. It was a big, bulky vehicle, designed for a much larger bug body, but she was sure she could drive it. She scanned the controls for the power button and pressed it, and the bike came to life with a low hum. The entire machine rose a couple of feet off the ground. The engine's vibrations ran through her entire body.
Such power.
Don't even think about it, her brother snapped. You can't steal a hover bike. But I can, Big Brother. In fact, I'm already doing it.
Julep studied the field for bug soldiers, and seeing it was clear, she gave the handlebars a twist
and blasted forward, cutting through the tall outfield grass. The surge was more than she expected. She nearly slid off the back of the bike.
"What is wrong with your brain?"
her brother cried.
"Nothing. I'm perfectly sane. Stealing a hover bike will grow the rebellion,"
she shouted over the wind.